Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Joe. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day of my life.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the guns, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh, woo.
It was a cold, this day. I had the rubber cover, no, 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 no.
Woo!
Cold, cold is dead. My life. I thought there was no other, no, 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 no.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Live on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, honoring the main ingredients. This special Father's Day show also honors Cuba Gooding Sr. But without further ado, we welcome the host of this show, two-time Rhythm and Blues Lifetime Achievement winner, Mr. Marshall Thompson. How are you doing, my brother?
How you doing? Fabulous. I mean, get ready for this super weekend, Father's Day weekend with Frank and Devin and Maze and the Shylights. We're into rehearsal tonight as well, but I'm doing my show and we're having a little good time right now, I feel.
Well, first, Father God, Father, we want to congratulate you on your second Rhythm and Blues Lifetime Achievement Award over the weekend. Our hats are off to you. Congratulations. Tell us about that weekend before we tell our audience about our guest.
Well, we had a great weekend. I mean, everybody was there to do that thing with us. I mean, we was just having fun. Gene Chandler was in the house. It was so many people from Motown. That was from Motown, from the Supremes. You had Mary Wilson there. I mean, you had Marjorie from the Vandellas. I mean, they was all there to celebrate. And I really had a great time. And I performed that song that you just played, Coldest Day of My Life. And we just had a ball. Everybody came together, which showed a lot of love. We had the white party on Friday, and everybody came out for that as well. And James Brown's daughter was there, tore up the stage. We also had Gerald Austin from the Manhattans, and we had the Dramatics on stage. I mean, we had a great time.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. And it's all over social media. I mean, it has social media all lit up. And then also we saw a beautiful picture of you and the legendary Freda Payne. And she is looking the same. She is looking the same. So congratulations to you. What an honor it is for you to continue to carry the torch for the Shy Lights. You are the last man standing. And for all of our listeners, please visit the Shy Lights. com, that is, or excuse me, dot info, that is CHI-LITES.info, so that you can catch that June 16th show where Marsha Thompson is going to be with the Shy Lights and also Frankie Beverly and Maze. So again, Godfather, Marsha Thompson, congratulations on yet again another Life Rhythm and Blues Lifetime Achievement Award. I know you were so excited when you learned that Stan Austin was going to be our guest tonight. And so what we're going to do without further ado is bring him on the line. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, sit back, and get ready for a ripe conversation. Marsha Thompson talks about soul music being 90% business, 10% show. And he's going to tell you in this episode what he means by that. In case you're after any Lifetime Achievement Awards, you might want to listen in and tune in to these gentlemen. So without further ado, I bring to you Mr. Marsha Thompson. Are you ready for your guest, the legendary Stan Austin, honoring the main ingredient?
Right on. Looking forward to it.
Mr. Stan Austin, how are you this evening?
Ms. Black, I am doing well. I'm so happy to be here with you and, of course, Marshall. I have spoken with him several different times via the internet. I have even taken his place in the Shy Lights place in an award ceremony in Orlando when he couldn't make it. I think someone was ill in his family. And I went in his place to represent him in the Shy Lights. So it's an honor to speak with him.
Wow. Well, Marshall, Stan Austin has been on the stage with you. So this is what I want you gentlemen to do. I want you to take me back to the beginning. Now, Mr. Stan Austin, we're going to start with you. You just mentioned having filled in. So tell our audience, tell me and refresh Marshall Thompson and my memory as to when did your music career start? Who were your influences?
Okay, I started very, very early in the music industry. I started singing in church when I was 3 years old. And my biggest influence at that particular time was my mother, who would be singing spiritual and gospel music as we listened to the radio. I played on the floor as she was preparing breakfast or Sunday dinner. And from there, I would end up in church. So it was Mahalia Jackson, people like her. You know, of course, Aretha Franklin has been around, and she started in the gospel field. As we all know, her father was a minister. And just groups from the genre of gospel music that I would listen to, spiritual music that I would listen to and love and adore. And that's what kind of started me off in the field. And I didn't start professionally singing. And what we call professionally singing in the business world, as Marshall will confirm, when you first get paid. So I didn't get paid until I was about 13 years old. So that was a treat for me as well. And it goes back to Baltimore, Maryland. I came out of Baltimore, Maryland. My last name is Austin. There's a lot of famous Austins in the music industry. So I kind of like watch different things that they have done and try to not gear myself towards them, but to listen to their successes and understand what this business is like. Motown is, I guess, the number one influence of the majority of us when we look at it. But, you know, the Shy Lights weren't with Motown, and they were just as successful as any of the other kudos to Marshall, the Shy Lights, and all of those people. I had a group in Baltimore that I started with a guy by Michael King. That's the brother of a young lady by the name of Evelyn King. We call her Evelyn Shannon King, I believe. So I started with Michael as a teenager performing in and around Boston, Washington, North Carolina, traveling and doing different things like that. And, you know, we had some opportunities, but we were too young, so we were afraid to take those opportunities to be signed with record labels like Today Records, way back with Pillow Talk, Sylvia Rome. The Isley Brothers were on that label at that time. So I'm taking way back.
Wow, yes, you are indeed.
That's way back.
Now, and Marshall, I understand that you're at rehearsal. You've got shows lined up all summer long, and we want to respect that. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to change the order of the show. I want you to hear Stan Austin's I Want to Love, because we're going to do a part two on Father's Day on Sunday. And I don't know who's available, but I know there are other members, Don Black, and other members of the Main Ingredient that are going to make themselves available on Father's Day, because they thought that that was the day that we were doing the Father's Day show. So Marshall Thompson may or may not be available that day. I thank you, God, Father, that you always carve out some time for Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. So with respect to the fact that the group is waiting for you, let's change the order. And Stan Austin, tell us about I Want to Love, and we're going to play that 4-minute, 12-second song, and then we're going to have Marshall Thompson tell us what he thought about it, and we're going to let him do what he got to do, okay?
All right, and I understand.
Yeah, so
well,
tell us about I Want to Love.
Well, I Want to Love.
Is that all right with you, Marshall?
That's fine with me. I'm going to be on the show with you on Father's Day as well.
Oh, I surely adore you for that. Thank you so much, my brother. So, yeah, let's go ahead and let Stan Austin set up his great song, I Want to Love. It's only 4 minutes, 12 seconds, my brother, Godfather Marshall Thompson. Then we're going to respect your rehearsal, okay?
That's right. And I want to make sure I interject something before we even start, and that's with the loss of Cuba Gooding Sr., as we all know, whom I sung with as a member of the Main Ingredient, who died from a hardening of the arteries, which is what the last autopsy report mentioned. And I want to make sure that that's being known to our audience and that it is very clear, so within their minds, that they can clear up anything that they may have thought or been led to believe otherwise. And I also want to say that I want to thank Cuba, his family, for allowing me to be part of the Main Ingredient family and still on record and paper as one of the last two members. Now the song, I Want to Love You.
Amen. Well, let me interject. Amen, amen, amen. I did get a text message, and, you know, I just want to say that I don't appreciate the way the press released, you know, their premature assessment of the cause of death. They tried to make a brother look bad, but you know what? You can't make Cuba Gooding Sr. look bad at all. You know, I don't care about liquor being in the car. Everybody got a flask of liquor somewhere in a hip pocket. So they tried to make another black man look bad in the media and in the news. They pulled liquor out the car, and then they prematurely said that it was an alcohol overdose. So for all of you listening to this show globally, worldwide, we are here to inform you that there is an article. The autopsy final report said natural causes, okay? And you heard it from a member himself saying it was hardening of the arteries, which does happen. So forget what you heard and saw on the first release trying to downgrade and degrade yet another successful black man, and that's why we do what we do today. And so we are honoring Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr., his legacy, the Main Ingredient, Stan Austin, and Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Light. So go ahead and take it away, Mr. Stan Austin, and set up I Want to Love.
Okay. I Want to Love You is a song that I actually come out on stage on when I come out with my band as an individual. It's an up-tempo song, and basically it says to the audience that I want to love you. The reason that I create music is to give love. And that song implicates and deals directly with giving love and sharing love, but it also tells a story about a young girl who acted as though she wasn't sure whether she liked me, but I say to her, I know it's true because your mother says it's true. So it has some fun things in it as well that catches the ear. Very catchy, very commercial. It's on Amazon. It's been played all over the globe, and I'm looking to do some very big things with that and the new music that I'm working on that I'll talk to you about later on. But that's I Want to Love You.
All right, well, here we go on Soul School. And here we go. I'm sorry?
Wayne Reddick is the co-writer on that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Marsha Thompson, are you ready on Soul School Music to listen to Stan Austin's I Want to Love?
Let's go with it. I definitely want to hear.
Here we go. Bam.
Do you want to play?
and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. You were just rocking to I Want to Love by Stan Austin, one of the original members of The Main Ingredients, as we bring this special Father's Day tribute to honor The Main Ingredients and specifically Cuba Gooding Sr., while we congratulate Marshall Thompson on his continued success in achieving yet another Rhythm and Blues Lifetime Achievement Award. Gentlemen, I'm over here like having so much fun. That song was hot. Stan Austin, that song was hot. Now, who did you say was involved with that song with you and co-wrote?
His name is Wayne Reddick. He's out of the New York City area. He's a prolific arranger and writer, funk masterpiece, bass player, keyboardist, and just a great overall person to be around and to work with. Very easy to do.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, Marshall Thompson, with respect to your time, tell us how you felt about that song before you get out of here and slide into rehearsal, my brother.
Well, it had a great groove to it. I was dancing in the car. I was sitting in the car. And I'm going to say, everybody didn't have a rehearsal. I had to come out here because the band had been too loud for me on the interview. So, but I think it's a great sound. It's a good sound. It's moving all the way.
Well, we sure appreciate you, and we understand the sacrifice that you make. We understand that there is some bad weather going on in Chicago, so we want you to be safe, my brother. Go ahead in there with the people and join them for rehearsal, and thank you so, so very much. Again, continued success to you, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. Y'all need to go out and get his book and show up and get it signed. Now, for our listeners, go to shylights.info so you can catch the info on that June 16th show with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Godfather, you have an amazing evening, have an amazing time, and when you listen to this archive show, you're going to hear the conversation that Stan and I are going to continue to have, and you know I'm a drain him. I'm going to get all the gems he got. He's going to drop them.
Right on. Now tell them if they missed the June 16th, they can come back the next day. We sold out already, and we're selling out the second day too, but still got a little time, 16th and the 17th now, the end of the second show.
Wow, Friday and Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, and the phone lines are lit up. Our listeners are listening from all over the globe. So Marshall Thompson, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, honoring The Main Ingredients Father's Day special. We will be returning for part two on Sunday. Godfather, have an amazing, amazing time, show, and we'll talk to you Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, all right. Now, Mr. Stan Austin, you got to tell me, when did you first hear about The Main Ingredients? What was your first introduction to The Main Ingredients? You told us about your introduction and influences to music itself, but go into The Main Ingredients and the impact that working with Cuba Gooding Sr. has had on you.
I tell you, you gotta go back to songs like Spinning Around, I'm So Proud of You. When you start going all the way back to when they first started, The Main Ingredient, when they first, very first at the beginning, when they first started, you know, I'm So Proud of You, spinning around. Those are the songs that got you started at listening to The Main Ingredient. When you had those parties with the blue light or red light specials, you would dim the light and put The Main Ingredient on, and they just fell in line with everything that was going on, with the stories and things that they were telling and sharing. And from there, we go from different eras with The Main Ingredient, because there was a few other members in The Main Ingredient before Mr. Gooding, before Cuba got there. So mm-hmm. cute.
Well, run it down to us, because you know what? We have all day. So go ahead. Why don't you take us to the Genesis and run it down to us and drop those gems. Who, where, when, what, and why?
Well, the first era that I talked about was the Luther Simmons, Donald McPherson, and Tony Sylvester era. That was back in the 60s, in 64, when they started a group called The Poets. And they were the ones that created the songs that you heard me refer to then. So I started to listen to The Main Ingredient and appreciate them even before Cuba got there. And what happened is that Donald McPherson died suddenly, and it gave Cuba an opportunity to assume the role as lead singer. He had already been with them and had practiced with them and had been off stage, as he told me out of his own mouth, as a background singer, a side singer on the side. And when Donald went down, Cuba stood up, and that's how we got to where we are now with Everybody Plays a Fool, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, Winners and Losers, Superwoman, Stevie Wonder wrote for him, you know.
What? I didn't know Stevie Wonder wrote songs for The Main Ingredient.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. All right. Yeah. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know you're dropping gems.
Well, you know, that's when the Main Ingredient really took off. That was their first million sellers. That was their chart-topping songs. That's when mm-hmm. it really took off. And it took off for them because of the distinctness of Cuba's voice. His voice is extremely distinct. And
mm-hmm.
he told me, and same to you are things that he said to me as we had conversations and shared our musical talent together. His mother was the one who influenced him to take voice lessons and to study opera, which is what Cuba studied. That's why he was able to sing so profound and so distinctly. Cuba could have been an opera singer if he wanted to have been. So that's what made him different from a lot of the other R&B singers that you hear or that you heard at that time and that you hear today. And I'm not doing a comparison, but I'd like to bring up one singer that sounds a lot like Cuba, and that's Gerald Austin of the Manhattans. But in the same light, Gerald Austin, A-L-S-T-O-N, Cuba's mother's name was A-L-S-T-O-N, Austin. So,
oh, wow.
Like that, you can hear where the sound comes out. But Gerald had no gospel in his voice. He was operatic, very profound, hitting the notes, intonations, clarity, and distinction on his words. And that's the you know, the difference in the gospel side of voice and tone and the operatic side of it. So that's when their biggest hit started to come.
Wow. You know, that's quite an observation. Gerald Austin has been on our show, and the Manhattans, they were, well, obviously you were all just, you know, going to have that show together before Cuba's untimely calling home to be with the Lord. And I never knew that about him, that he was an opera singer. So that means that he had a vocal range out of this world.
Incredible, incredible, incredible. I have a natural tenor and a falsetto second soprano. And Cuba, in his natural voice, could hit some of the notes that I sang in a falsetto. Cuba could actually hit some of those notes. So a tremendous, tremendous range. And I want to tell you another story. When we were touring out west,
mm-hmm.
a little more than a year, we were with the Manhattan and Gerald Austin, of course. So
mm-hmm.
I had talked with Gerald. I had talked with Gerald and spent some time with him, one Austin to another. So I said, I went over and I reintroduced Cuba, even though they knew each other, but I reintroduced Cuba to Gerald Austin. I said, Gerald Austin, this is Cuba Gooding Austin. And they got a big kick out of that. So I
oh, wow.
on that. So that was really
wow.
a highlight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is something. That is something. And who knows, because, you know, Austin is not a common name, first and foremost. But you know what I also find fascinating, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm heartbroken by Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr.'s passing, and I'm sure you all are even more heartbroken than I am, but I had one conversation with him, and it was very special to me, and it changed the trajectory of this show. It is because of Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. that we now broadcast on Wednesdays. And just for our listeners, you are tuned in live to Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson's show, honoring the main ingredients, and specifically Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr., with Mr. Stan Austin. I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, which is hosting Soul School Music, a gumbo for the Soul International Family brand. We are brought to you by Genius is Common. So we're going to take a special station break right now, and we're going to listen to Genius is Common by Mr. Marshall Thompson, and then I'm going to come back and tell you how Mr. Cuba Gooding Jr. changed the trajectory of this show. So we got to shout out our sponsors, so give us 1 minute, or not even 1 minute, 29 seconds, Marshall Thompson's Genius is Common.
Hi, my name is Marshall Thompson, godfather of vocal groups from the Satellites. Genius is Common. My genius is when I played with Gladys Knight and the Pips from the beginning of my career, played drums, and went all the way with my career with two number one, two top 20 singles, and all the way to the top, number one for 18 weeks. Genius is Common.
And we encourage you to express your genius by visiting our sponsors, geniusiscommon.com. That is created by Mr. Bruce George, the creator and co-founder of Russell Simmons's Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. We also have Mr. Stan Austin's Genius is Common video, and we will be playing that on June 18th, Sunday, this Father's Day. So you better tune in to part two of this special treat. Marshall Thompson will be with us as well. That is going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. Now, let me tell you all how Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr., Reign in Paradise, changed the trajectory of this show. This show used to be called Soul School Music Mondays with Marshall Thompson. Ever back in September, we had Mr. Cuba Gooding scheduled, and when I called him for his interview, he was listening to the presidential debate, and he was cracking up. I mean, you would have swore that he was at a stand-up comedy event, and I was laughing because he was laughing, because he has that kind of laugh that will make you join in with him not even knowing what he's laughing about. He was upbeat, jovial, and just, I could feel that smile that I've always seen in the pictures, and I will be forever, I mean forever, grateful, even though he was called home 6 days before he was to have his interview here exclusively on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson live on Tribe Family Channel. The fact that I was able to speak with him and talk to him personally outweighs everything. So now I really truly know what all of you know about Cuba Gooding Sr. and his spirit and his loving kindness. And so, Mr. Stan Austin, I just wanted to share that with you all, and he is the reason why we are no longer on Mondays, because he, like I said, he was listening to or watching the presidential debate, and that's when I took my cue and said, okay, we can't be on Mondays anymore because not only did we run into the presidential debate, but football season is coming, and I'm not dealing with Monday night. I need these men available. So we went to Wednesday night, where you will find us now live on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music. So that is my story and my experience with Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. Now, Mr. Stan Austin, I know you have many, many gems that you can share. What is your most memorable time? Most memorable. First, tell us, when you first met Cuba Gooding Jr., what was that conversation like? And then tell us your most memorable time with him and the main ingredient.
Well, that's Cuba Sr., of course. We all know who you're talking about. But when I first met Cuba, I met him. I was introduced to him by a friend by the name of Kevon. And Cuba was looking for someone else to in the main ingredient, and Cuba was living in the area at that particular time. So I went to, of course, I sent Cuba some music, and one of the songs that I sent him. Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Beverly, okay, I can hear you, Beverly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. One of the songs that I sent Cuba was a song titled Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. And I knew that that was a hit by the main ingredient. So the first thing Cuba asked me is, why didn't you sing it or try to sing the song the way I sang it? And I said to him, well, I had never met you, Cuba. I had met Ronnie Dyson from living in New York and living in Brooklyn at one time when I was still alive. So I chose to sing it the way Ronnie Dyson sang it. And Cuba got a big kick out
of it. Wow. He had to respect you for that too, you know, because you were true to what you felt you needed to voice and the way you needed to voice it. And he had to respect you for that.
I think one of the biggest things about Cuba is that he respected honesty. I mean, he wanted you to be honest with him, and that would set the foundation for how you were going to get along with him and how things were going to work out. So that's why he was able to open up with you and talk to you about, you know, his Wednesdays and things like that, because he enjoyed listening to politics. Matter of fact, he has a song called Politics, which is the only song that I sang on with Cuba Gooding titled Politics. So I'm sure his
family. Now, you know, I'm going to have to find that song for Sunday. You already know.
They had it.
I will be looking.
About it one time. You know, it might be still out. I don't know. I haven't looked, but it's called Politics, and it's a great song.
Oh,
we
I'll find it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You said you wrote.
No,
it?
I said I. Oh, I'll find it. No, don't worry about that part. I'll find it. You said you don't know politics. Okay, yeah, I will definitely find that song, and I'm going to give you some feedback about, you know, my success or not. And it's called Politics, and it's by Cuba Gooding, or it's by the main ingredient.
You can find it either under Cuba Gooding, or you can find it under Cuba Gooding and the main ingredient. But the key will definitely be looking for Cuba. Absolutely. Look for Cuba's name. And you should,
Wow. Okay. Well, yes, definitely. I'm going to look for that song. I don't see it as yet because I'm at the computer, but I'm going to search for that song feverishly and find it and play it. So go ahead and tell us about that, because he was very into, you know, the political landscape, and he considered the debate a freaking joke, really.
Well, you know, I'm sure he had his own opinion about it, like everybody had theirs. So I don't want to try to co-phrase anything he may have said about it or what he believes or anything like that. But you know, everything is what it is, and we're going through everything that we're going through right now.
Amen.
Hopefully our country will stand strong together as a family, the family that we should be, embrace each other and move forward to make America the great country it is and was meant to be. So that's my political venture on that. But I just wanted to bring that song up to you about politics because he enjoyed politics and getting a kick out of some of the things he
was
doing.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm looking for it and I can't find it at all because generally, you know, it would come up in the first, you know, few pages of the search. But I'll reach out to the Main Ingredient family and see if someone has it in the archives. But now, let's talk more specifically about Mr. Stan Austin before we wind down to the last few minutes of this show, which I want to thank you so very much for taking out the time to be with us. And if you are available for part two this Sunday on Father's Day at 5 p.m., and by the way, happy Father's Day to all the men, all of you, and all of our listeners, happy Father's Day. And we will be back on Sunday for part two. But now, tell us more specifically, Stan Austin, after the Main Ingredients, how did that transfer
to the Main Ingredient? But I'm going to give you a little bit before the Main Ingredient to show you how I got to where I am, which was
plenty of time to paint the landscape. Please do. Give us the book version. All right.
Well, the first, I guess you can call it a hit song. It did pretty well. I worked with a guy by the name of Vaughn Mason. I had a song called We're Hot, which did pretty well. For me that I recorded back in the 80s with Vaughn. Vaughn Mason had a song called Roller Skate Bounce Rock. So he produced that first song for me, and that was good. But even before then, the group that I was working with in Baltimore called Trade Went Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, we were opening for people like the Manhattans with no recordings at all. The great late great Phyllis Hyman, Norman Connors, Farrell Saunders, great bass player Michael Henderson. We were opening for people like them, Al Green. We opened for Al Green and things like that. So I had already been on the large stage with no music releases behind me. We had recordings, but no releases. So then we jump started and we come to meeting the Main Ingredient, and I had released 2012 Unveiled, and it was doing relatively well. I got a few dollars out of that from the sound tracking people, so I know it was doing well and could have done even better. But when the opportunity came to work with Cuba, I put my music on the side and I started to work with him and the legendary Main Ingredient. And at this point, I have released another book. I have four books in all. Faith, Love, and Life, a collection of poems and songs. And a lot of my music comes from my book. I have a CD called Love's Eternals. I have a CD called I Will Live Forever, which I work with a guy by the name of Thomas Jones Jr., who played with a group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And I finally finished the trilogy of the Faith, Love, and Life collection with the CD titled Faith. So the song that you just heard that we just played was off of the Faith CD. But which is a book of poetry, short stories, and songs. And most recently I have released I Will Live Forever, which is a very short poetry book, and I put one song on it. And that's the song that we're going to be pushing harder as we move forward, called One Armed Bandit. And I just released, I guess you can call this an audio book, but it was written for a TV series, and that's called.
Wow.
So those are some of the things. I put all the music to that CD as well. I created all the music to that, and we're just moving forward. I'm working with a guy by the name of Will Covington, and Will Covington is looking at one of the songs that I put together with some phenomenal people. I have a team, Rod and Reggie, their brothers, Monty on video, Larry and Mark Wright, my personal assistant, Mark Wright, who is phenomenal. He was tutored by a guy by the name of Edwin Starr in the Orlando.
Oh, wow. Come on now. You need to stop. You messing with me now. Edwin Starr? What? You need to bring him to the show. Oh, my God. War.
He tutored Mark. So Mark is already.
He was the. He was the creator of the song War. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I did that in the talent show.
Boys to Men, New Edition, same Edwin Starr. Yeah.
Hush up. Now, you know Marsha Thompson is close to New Edition, too, and Bobby Brown.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
That's where it's coming. It's coming through Edwin Starr, because Cuba was supposed to have done something with him and Mark Wright, mm-hmm. and they never got it. They never got it off the ground. But through Will Covington and another young lady, Mark Wright has come into fold with me 100%. He's already paying mm-hmm. dividends and things like that for me.
Bless God.
Working with public speaking engagements with my book. I also have two agencies that I work with. And Ken Underwood out of Atlanta and out of Las Vegas, Ken Underwood, I'm working with him as well. So we're kind of like waiting for things to not to die down, but for things to quiet to a certain degree, and then to move forward with a lot of things that we want to do. I'm still planning on working with Jerome Jackson, who is listed as one of the last two main ingredients, along with myself, even though there are other people who are staying in the main ingredient, but we're looking to try and keep it alive. There's talk out there as to who would like to acquire the name, the main ingredient, and move forward with that. Bob Aaron.
I would. Look, I would. Hey.
It's not. I can tell you this, it's not going to die. I'm scheduled to go to Vegas in July to meet with Jerome to talk with him about, you know, the music of the main ingredient, how we want to do it. We're
all
learning
right.
lead mm-hmm. parts of it now. So that's
all
what we're
right.
starting to look at and to see who we'll bring in or who we'd like to bring in the third part. I'm sure Mrs. Gooding is also looking at it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But we're going to get it's going to
all
be a lot.
Right. Amen, amen, amen. And I am so blessed and glad to hear that that is the decision. So I want to thank you so very, very much for being on our show. We're winding down to the last few minutes. So tell our audience, where can they find you online and on social media?
Well, you can always just go to Facebook and find me there. You can find my music and my books on Amazon. I have a 3-year contract with Amazon. You can find it there. You can find it on CD Baby. The book The Asylum is scheduled to be released on 7/7/17. That's when The Asylum will be released. That's the one that's made for TV. But it's funny. It's hilarious. You're going to love it. The Reason That I Live is already out there with the one song that is on that, taken from that CD. I like doing that. I like writing poetry and songs and then from that creating the music to it. And like I said, I have a great staff of people working with me, and it's going to be good. So you can find me on CD Baby, but you can go to Amazon.com and find Stan Austin there and a lot of my music and things like that. I also have a contract with Pandora, and I have a contract I just signed with a company in China that would like to use some of my music for, I think, 30-second clips or something that they do. So we'll see what happens with that as well. But that contract was just signed last week, so I'm pretty excited about a lot of things going on. But the song that Will Covington and that we're working on, it's a bona fide hit song. We already know that. Will is excited. As soon as he heard it, he was ready to start running with things. But we're just going to take one step at a time and get this music finished.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I would like to congratulate you to all of your successes. I want to thank you for being with me and Marshall Thompson on Soul School Music Live on Tribe Family Channel. I will definitely be in touch with you about your books, and I want to schedule you. I already know I want to schedule you on some of the other shows that are on our network. We have The Men at the Well, and we also have Voices of Wisdom. And so I want to get you scheduled on some of the other shows so we can break into the man Stan Austin and the books and the music that you do aside from The Main Ingredient. But I want to thank you for being here and honoring Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. and his legacy and the continued legacy and the torch that the main ingredients will be carrying and keeping the name alive. So thank you so much in advance, and you have a very, very blessed rest of the evening, and God willing, we will talk to you on Father's Day for part two with the rest of the members of the Main Ingredient. We're going to leave our audience with a song called Hold On To Your Dreams by the Shy Lights. We want to remind all of you that you can follow Tribe Family Channel on Twitter at Tribe Family US. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. You can connect with me.
Can I get in one more thing, Beverly? I want to
sure.
Gwen Redding. That's Otis Redding's cousin. I'm scheduled to try to do some things with her in Atlanta. So, hey, Gwen, thanks for listening.
Hey, Gwen, thanks for listening, and I'm just going to speak over you and bring you to the show. So we're going to look forward to an introduction by way of Mr. Stan Austin on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson so that we can honor Mr. Otis Redding. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me, too. So, listeners, please hook up with me at Gumbo for the Soul. That is Beverly Black, the creator of Tribe Family Channel under the Gumbo for the Soul family brand, which is the home of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. We want to leave you with a song by the Shy Lights entitled Hold On To Your Dreams. If you hold on to your dreams, who knows, you may be a double recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award, just like Marshall Thompson. And you may have to dash off to rehearsal because you keep your act polished. And so we want to thank all of you for tuning in, for listening in, for keeping me and Stan Austin company right here and listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And this is part one. We'll be back for part two on Father's Day, Sunday, June 18th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. All right, Mr. Stan Austin. Oh, and also I want our listeners to follow our studio page at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. All right?
Thank you so very much for having me. Good night, Kimberly and all. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you all.
Hey, good night, Kimberly Queen. God bless you, and thank you, everyone, for making this show possible. Congratulations, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. Be sure to visit his website at www.shylights.info. Thank you, and God bless, and be sure to follow our show at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Gumbo for the Soul is a Gumbo, or excuse me, Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul family brand. Be blessed, Mr. Stan Austin, and we will talk Sunday.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Now, everyone, be sure to hold on to your dreams and listen to this rendition by The Shy Lights. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time. Put your hands together. Straight out of the Windy City, put your hands together for The Shy Lights.
Thank you so very kindly. This time, ladies and gentlemen, The Shy Lights are back on the charts again. Thanks to you. Could I come down here and sit with you? You know, now last year, we had a very, very bad tragedy in the Shy Lights. Last year, I lost my wife in a car accident coming home from a tour. So we decided to record this song. This is her, one of her favorite songs. So I had the pleasure to go in the studio and record it. Now, of course, my wife was from Forest, Mississippi. Y'all heard of the Strong family, huh? But she's looking down on all of us today from the kingdom of heaven. I dedicate it to you.
Hi, my name is Marshall Thompson, godfather of vocal groups from the Satellites. Genius is common. My genius is when I played with Gladys Knight and the Pips from the beginning of my career, played drums, and went all the way with my career with two number one, two top 20 singles, and all the way to the top. Number one for 18 weeks. Genius is common.